I'm always amazed at the orchestrations of God, how he puts things together in ways we would never dream. The new ministry for disaster relief began to develop in the Baptist General Convention of Texas when they opened a new church services department, and it was for a state youth director. I was asked to fill the job, and they assigned other things with it, like the military ministry, the family ministries, liaison with Baptist camps and conference centers, associational youth work, church-related vocational training, youth ministers, youth minister development at least, plus church recreation and activity ministries. The final addition to the job description was item number 16, which said, "And anything else the supervisor deems proper and necessary." Boy, was that ever a rubber clause. Well, anyway, the Lord had given me a premonition that a change was coming at the Baptist Convention. I was exposed to a meeting there at so many missionary needs and what other segments of the convention were doing. My heart was so heavy with the desire to be a part of all of it. I felt like a starving man who'd been taken to a cafeteria. I wanted some of all of it. I discovered the Women's Missionary Union had planned to start a river ministry project in 1968. They employed a friend of mine named Elman Howell as the director. He had been the church activities and recreation director at my home church, First Baptist Church, Beaumont, Texas. And Elman had asked for the Amigos Internacionales Mobile Clinic to continue its operation as a part of the river ministry program. We were happy to have its ministry continue because the Baptist Student Union project had been completed. Well, most of the ministries in which I've been involved have started with a burdened heart for a need or a problem. I usually become sensitized while in prayer as God brings items before me which need prayer. Many things may be on my prayer list, but the Holy Spirit seems to emphasize some that are more important for the time. Many times he will bring something new to my mind and cause me to focus on it for a while. Sometimes great desires arise in my heart. Oh, but I have to check with God to know if the desire has arisen from my heart or his. I want to know what God's will is about things. I do not want his permission to do my will. The new job offer came in March of 1969. I spent most of April in prayer before I accepted it. This made me a part of the Baptist building staff in Dallas and a member of the church services division, serving under a great Christian man named Hooper Dilde. The Baptist building was crowded, so the only place for my office was in the Texas Baptist men's office suite. God was at work. I had no experience in several of my assignment areas. These areas happened to be where Bob Dixon had a lot of experience. Bob became my mentor and advisor. Being in the same office put us into constant contact with each other. Cameron Byler, a church recreator from Lubbock, and Jerry Bob Taylor, a pastor from Brownwood, were added to the Texas Baptist Men's staff shortly after I came to live in the TBM offices. Oh, man. The three of them were personality type A1. At least at times, it was a riot. The three of them not only thought outside the box, they did not know the box existed. If they'd known about the box, they would have been sitting on it to plan or would have been standing on it to herald their great new ideas. They were a riot. Bob Dixon told me that I needed to be accredited in some area of recreation to gain respect of the church recreators in Texas. Since I was an outdoorsman, he suggested I get accreditation in campcraft skills with the American Camping Association. Well, Texas Baptist Men planned a wilderness camping trip for training RA camp leaders, and I joined the group as a part of my accreditation process. There was a dentist from Lubbock with us who was also a Royal Ambassador leader in his church. 4 days into the trip, our portable radio reported a major tornado had hit Lubbock. Oh my, and wiped out hundreds of homes. We had prayer for the victims, and Jerry Bob made an emergency hike to get the dentist to his car and send him home. Bob and I looked at each other. Our disaster experiences were still fresh in our minds. And he said, well, we better get there, John, and see what we can do to help. I made phone calls to alert my wife and Dr. McLaughlin and my boss about the situation. My wife packed food and clothing into our motorhome, so all I had to do was swing through Dallas, park my truck, and drive away in our old Champion motorhome. At this point, we were reacting to the situation and planning as we went. We initially responded on the basis of our experience with the hurricane, but we quickly realized that a tornado-spawned disaster was different than a response that would be needed for this tornado. We were learning as we worked. The only way I can describe the situation is to say that God had his hand on us and guided us to do the right things, even when we did not know what the right thing was. We set up the wholesale retail arrangement that Bob had used in the hurricane to distribute donated goods, sending it to local churches and letting them determine who really were the needy ones. The city let us use a vacant shopping mall as our headquarters and our warehouse. We gave space to a childcare group. We set up a refreshment area, and other response groups joined us there. We discovered an empty housing addition and arranged with the authorities to move families into these houses. And we were able to get low-interest government loans from them. And we were learning as we worked. One lesson I learned was the truth that God is bigger than any problem, any rule, any regulation, or any jurisdictional authority. And his resources are yours for the asking. God was doing a greater thing than any of us realized. The next step in his development of what was becoming a disaster relief ministry took place a few months later. The event was a level 4 hurricane that hit Corpus Christi, Texas. Meanwhile, ministers and Baptist laymen from local churches, unaffected by the tornado, discovered we were on location and had been organizing help for victims. They were surprised, grateful, and eager to help. Cameron Byler was the recreation director at First Baptist Church of Lubbock before joining the Texas Baptist Men's staff 4 months earlier. He knew the city, the political leaders, the religious leaders, and the pastors of all the churches in the surrounding area. Cameron had an authoritative presence. He was over 6 feet tall and weighed 300 pounds. He was a powerful personality. When people would ask him how to help, he would give instructions and orders in such an authoritative manner. Everyone would say, yes, sir, and immediately go to work. No one asked or suspected that this was his first disaster response. Actually, God was so close and so real. We were in the heart of what he wanted done. This made us respond as if we were gloves on the hands of God. We worked harder than humanly possible. We responded to needs and problems in ways that were far beyond our own experience and intelligence. We lived in prayer and claimed the promise of John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. I think we talked and acted a whole lot smarter than we really were. As I said, God was doing greater things than any of us realized. Now, there'll be a podcast that will follow this one, but it will not be on disaster relief. Because before I write about the events of the Corpus Christi hurricane, I want to tell you how God's activity blessed our family. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you.